let's talk about shedding. Let's talk about shedding. When you hear the word shedding, what comes to mind? Some things that come to mind for me are like, you know, if you have an animal, a cat or a dog, they shed. If you have hair, it sheds, you know. It's not needed anymore. And so the host lets it go, right? Like a natural occurrence. When I hear the word shedding, at first I think of like a natural occurrence, something that just happens naturally. The hair just falls off the cat. The hair just falls off the dog. Your hair just falls out, you know. And it's not in a it's not in an unhealthy way. It's just natural, you know. You just don't need it anymore, and so it's able to let go. That's like the easy type of shedding. let's dig in a little bit. Something else that comes to mind is like the shedding of weight, unwanted, a shedding of something unwanted. If you feel like, you know, during quarantine, you got a little thick, you know, a little too thick in some places, you might want to shed some weight, shed some pounds. You might feel like you have too many clothes. I'm speaking from my own personal experience. So if it resonates, just get, let me get an amen. Amen. Sometimes it's like I'm a summer person. You know, my season is summer. I thrive in the summer. I thrive always, baby, but I forget. The summer is my jam, though. Summer is when I'm most, you know. And sometimes in the summer, it's really hot, and so you have to shed some unwanted articles of clothing. Shedding. Letting it go. Whether it's natural, whether it's, you know, just releasing something that you identify, that you're aware that no longer serves you, whether it's releasing something that's a little harder to let go of, shedding, 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 shedding. You letting that shit go. You letting that shit go. Sometimes you gotta shed a few comrades, compadres, niggas, friends. Sometimes you gotta shed some family. Shed, shed. What I'm doing with my body, my hands right now, is like, you know, you flick it off. You, can you hear that? Flick. Shed. Oh, get it off you, you know? Get it off you. And so, what brought me to this, though, what had me thinking about this, ooh, look, it's a red bird. Hey. It's a red bird. Oh, it's a red bird. And the red bird comes to say, baby, yes, exactly what you said. Do it. Let it go. For me personally, that's what the red bird says to me. So if you're listening to this right now, close your eyes and imagine the red bird coming through as the divine confirmation that you need to let, yep, that shit right there that you were just thinking about, go. Listen, take it up with God. Spirit says, it's the red bird. Don't kill the messenger. I'm just passing along the message. It is a message for myself. A message for myself. From myself. From myself. Come on. Come on. Come on. So yeah, the topic shedding, right? Oh, boom, right. So I'm walking on the trail. A trail that I used to walk on every day. Whatever, maybe we can get into this another time. But revisiting a long lost friend. Not a long lost. But anyway. I haven't been as mindful as I needed to be. But that's neither here nor there for the sake of this conversation. But, and I see this like huge tree. I don't know what I saw first. The tree that's standing or the huge pieces that are laying down on the ground beside the tree. The tree is massive. I'm taking a picture of this tree so y'all can see it. the pieces that are near the tree are massive. And so I'm like, what's going on over there? It's a trail, you know. It's paved out. And then this is somewhere off the trail. So I'm like, I stop walking and I'm looking. And then I'm like, I want to go over there. I got to get a deeper look, a closer look. And so I come over here to just further explore, right? And what I notice is the tree has done some of its own shedding. And to the most, I don't say most common, but anybody walking by could look and say, oh, wow, that's too bad. That's, there's some destruction has happened, some chaos, an unfortunate event, a series of unfortunate events, because, honey, all these limbs and things, well, limbs of trees, you know, all these body parts, no, but all these branches and stuff that are on the ground. And so coming over here and seeing though it closely what the shedding for this tree has looked like, I look up and I'm like, oh, I think this is a full branch of this tree. Because first I'm like, oh, maybe this is another tree that fell down near the big tree, but this seems to be a part of the big tree. And so I'm just like walking around the tree looking at it, you know, just really looking at it because it's so big. And I see a little, I want to get closer to this tree, so I want to touch the tree. And so upon further inspection of the tree, I noticed that it's some mushrooms or something growing underneath a part of the fallen tree. And even on inside the tree, it's like it's things growing on this tree still. Mushrooms, moss, you know. It looks like the one of the things is what do you call it? They're very hollow pieces of the tree. Excuse me if you heard it, excuse me. Let me move in my mouth. very hollow though, so some, I could imagine something living in these fallen tree branches and everything else. So in this though is when I'm like, ooh, shedding, like a theme that I've been exploring, experiencing. It's a continuous theme. It's always, and that's what the tree is teaching me. The tree taught me, that the tree reminded me is, honey, sometimes you gotta let it go. So what I'm noticing though in the inspection of the tree and the exploration of the tree is like some parts were really, really hollow. So I'm thinking maybe it was a time when the branches were on the tree, but it was weighing the tree down. It was causing some, it just wasn't serving the tree, the body of the tree anymore. And so the tree could have said, you know, I'm gonna keep them because they're mine and because I've had them for 100 years and whatever. But then the whole tree could have capsized, or what is it called, could have fell. But because natural order, because natural release, because shedding, the natural occurrence, that wasn't so. It wasn't the case. This is in my mind, you know. And so it just reminded me that sometimes you really need to let some shit go, because if you don't let that shit go, it's gonna be your downfall. It's gonna be what sends you over the edge. It could be what capsizes your ass. Okay. So it just reminded me of ease with shedding. Think. And I'm thinking, like, imagine your hair was shedding, right? And you brushing your hair. You brushing your hair, right? And you notice the hair in the brush. Imagine if you tried to glue that back on your head. What would that look like? What are you doing? Like, this is something that's naturally releasing, that your body is naturally releasing, and you're trying to hold on to it. And I think of where I'm like that in different relationships, in different, you know, situations, in different instances in my own life, where I know. Maybe at the time, though, I don't know that that's what's going on. She's just not feeling the same. You know, it's just not hitting, not clicking, or, you know, whatever it may be. And then coming to the awareness and the acceptance, because it's one thing to be aware. Oh, you know, I'm shedding. Boom. I could get the super glue and I could glue it on. That's awareness with no acceptance. So it's an awareness and an acceptance that has to take place within for to really, you know, nurture and honor the release for what it's supposed to be. So I just wanted to take the time and just talk about it, because it's just on my spirit. And so I just want to encourage you to think, to feel and then think. So you could close your body and scan your... Oh, a blue bird said, do it, honey. Okay? This is beautiful. It's a very blue bird. First of all, I said, a red robin. Actually, I don't know. What would you call it? A red robin? It's just like a robin. I don't know. Anybody who's into birds, hit me up. I'm trying to learn more about birds. And I want to do it with a friend. So, hit me up. But, Lord, honey, all the birds, they didn't distract me. They didn't distract me. This is exactly where my mind is supposed to be. And that's exactly what I wanted to say. First, I want to encourage you to get outside. Listen, some days it's colder than others. You can't every day say you're waiting for a warmer day, ranty, because that's what I was doing. I'm going to go on a warmer day. I'm going to go out a little farther on a warmer day. But I had told myself I'm going to go farther than I've ever gone, because I'm too comfortable in my motherfucking comfort zone. My comfort within my comfort zone is making me uncomfortable. But as I'm releasing my comfort zone, I see myself trying to hold on to all those things, trying to repeat some things. We got tens and sevens. Tens in the tarot. Seven is just the number of completion. But these are the reminders of the day for me. And so I just want to share them with you, because, listen, take what you need, honey. Just take what you need. So 10 is like... This is like a little... I mean, I guess we tie it in. But the 10 in the tarot symbolizes completion. A cycle completed. A phase completed. The 10 is the last card before the suits. So in the story of the tarot, 10 is like, okay, yeah. But I was getting some 10s in reverse. And so it was like where there should be closure. Where there should be an ending. You holding on to some things, honey. And so then I come on the trail to meditate, you know, on my rising reading. And I see some people who I haven't seen in a while, because I haven't been this early. So I saw some people that I didn't see in a while, and one of them was Miss Vicky, an older lady. Okay, so it's an older lady, and I think her, like, healthcare attendant, or, you know, some people have, like, attendants, assistants, and they're older. I don't know the terms for it, forgive me. But they're both named. Both of their names are Vicky, spelled differently. But Miss Vicky's are on the trail. And so I say hello, you know, whatever. And I'm finna leave, and I'm finna pass them. And she goes, Ramsey. And I turn around and I'm like, yes, ma'am. And she's like, wish me a happy birthday. And I said, oh, Miss Vicky, happy birthday. Like, you know. And she's like, guess how old I am? So she says, 64. And I'm like, wow, whatever. But then she's like, then the younger Miss Vicky's looking at her like, tell her your real age, da da da. And Miss Vicky says she's 77 years old. And I said, wow, happy birthday. And if you think of a birthday, come on, spirit, I hope you're ready for the word. A birthday symbolizes the completion of a cycle, of a year, of a phase, of a year, of your life, of your journey, of your experience. And her birthday, this cycle, this completion, is 77th cycle for her. The 77th, you know? And so it was like 7, 10, maybe we're here. Maybe we're here. Baby, you're here. Honey, you're here. All praise, we're here. All praise, we're here. But I feel like for me, sometimes I forget what it means to be here. I forget that I'm here. I think I'm on my way. I'm so used to getting here. I'm so used to working. I'm so used to doing. I'm so used to the struggle. I'm so used to struggling. I'm so used to hurting. I'm so used to all the things that it took for me to get here that sometimes I forget how to just be here, how to accept that I'm here. And sometimes that looks like grabbing on to old things, things that no longer serve me because they're comfortable. I don't know what's going on here, honey, but I know that thing back there. And so I'm going to bring that thing back there into here, but then I'm not here no more. I am here, but I'm not fully here because I'm holding on to something from the past. Oh, and so the shedding, let it go. And it's not even like you think of a letting go. When I hear letting go, it's like you have to let it go of like an action, when in reality, sometimes all you have to do is open your hands. Release it. Just release your hand. It's moving away from you anyway. Just release the grip. Release the hold that you have on it, that it has on you. Take that breath. Sigh it away. Let it go. Everything doesn't take a whole motherfucking situation. Just let it go. But for me, and I can empathize with you if this is you, I'm used to that. My life was, everything was calm. Shit was calm. Shit was too calm. I said, wait a minute. It's too calm over here. What's going on? Where's the drama? Where's the whatever it was? Where's the shenanigans? Where's the hover at shit? Where's the distraction? Where's the confusion? Where? It's too quiet. It's too calm. And then it was some bullshit. Because I just, you know, your nigga had the can't help it. And I thank God that it wasn't. It cost. The lessons they cost energetically. Sometimes they may cost you some bread, some money. Sometimes they may cost you relationships. I thank God that these lessons don't cost as much as they used to cost for me. And so I'm able to say, hold on, wait a minute, bitch, you tripping. Let's get back right. And so I just want to, if that's you, I just want to wheel, hold on, wait a minute, bitch, you tripping. Now it's time to get back right, baby. Get back right. And hold your head up while you do it. Don't be feeling sorry for yourself. Because I got to feeling sorry for myself. Oh, how could I ever? Oh, I have come so far. Oh, I let myself, my ancestors, God, the world down. No, bitch. Maybe you let yourself down. Maybe I did. I let myself down. Maybe you let yourself down. But this ain't the worst thing, and this ain't the last thing. And this definitely damn sure ain't finna be the thing that keeps you from being here. Okay, yeah, that shit happened. We gonna let that shit go. Integrating, keeping the message, the lesson, the reason. But honey, I'm not finna feel bad about that shit. Feel bad for what? It happened. What I'm finna do? I'm over it. I gotta get over it. It will be something if I try to get over it and I ignore the lesson, and then that will have me back in the same predicament. You feel me? But being able to truly say, okay, I see the error of my ways. I see where I slipped up. Because now here I am on the ground muddy, right? I see right there, that's the rock that I tripped on. comfortable, be more mindful. Be more mindful, baby. Don't be sorry. Be better. Be better. Be better. Don't be sorry. Be here. Be here now. Don't put it off. Let that shit go now. Embrace and accept now. And yeah. So with all the love and with all the gratitude, baby, I wish you a happy shedding. A fulfilling shedding. And it's just because you're shedding. Ain't no loss. Loss where? We're creating space. Do you see the things growing on these trees? If they didn't fall, it wouldn't be the case. Do you see? You might not see the difference in how the tree stands, but baby, it's more comfortable. I had to let the weight go. When you ever cried about losing 5 pounds? This may be a trigger warning for some people, I don't know. You better go ahead. Listen. You do what you want to do. I'm finna go head on. But please, peace, 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 peace. Blessings and love. As you release, as you shed. With ease, baby.